What is up, everybody? It is your boy, Chef Nigga D. Thank you for entering into the Nigga Room. I really do appreciate it. First of all, I actually need to change that. I forgot that I was changing my name. But it's all good. Today's strain of the day is, Fuck, I forgot what it's called. I didn't get a label for it. But it's blueberry something. I got it from the niggas down at Ball 25 Cap. They are off of Ball and Dell. It's literally like maybe like 5 minutes from Knott's Berry Farm. So if anybody is down over here, y'all should go check them out. They are my favorite spot to go. Quick service. You're in and out. And all you get the best deals and you get the best treat. None of the treat is trash. From the low shelf all the way to the exclusive, none of the treat is trash. I guarantee it. They got your wax. They got your edibles. They got what you need. So go ahead and check them out. Now, let's go on and get it with this. So first of all, I want to freaking talk about Starbucks. These niggas in Starbucks, they out their damn mind. Oh, actually, not really, bro. Okay, so this is what happened. I'm pretty sure most of y'all know this, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. So, Starbucks, I guess their manager or employee or whatever you want to call him or her, they called the cops on two black guys because they were literally just chilling waiting for their friend, who so happens to be white. Now, I know damn well that me, I be going to Starbucks every now and then, going to ask for free water, and I be chilling there for 2 to 3 hours on my phone or on my tablet. Doing nothing. I don't buy shit. And everybody's done it. Every single human. I don't care who you are. Everybody's done it once in their life. Or if you haven't done it in your life, you're going to do it one day. Like, Starbucks is just a chill place to be at, bro. Expensive as fuck. I don't buy shit from there. But they dope place to be at. And so I guess the employee decided to call the cops on them. For that reason. And the cops came. They arrested them. For, I guess, for just chilling at the spot. The white friend came. He said, yo, why are you guys arresting them? Yada, 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 all that stuff. It's because they're black and they're doing nothing. And the cop said yes. Even there's this one other white lady. She was just chilling. Like, she saw everything that was going on. Like, they didn't do anything. They were just chilling. They were just relaxing. They didn't do anything. Then, obviously, in the video, the cops, obviously, they're going to stereotype. They're like, don't get in a fight with them. They're going to stereotype and be like, oh, make sure, check their bag if they have any weed on them. Like, but why, are you guys really surprised? Are y'all really surprised about this shit? Even Starbucks, the apology was half-assed as fuck. The first tweet that they did, they didn't even apologize. They just said they're going to check into it. And then they decided to apologize. Them niggas, they ain't genuine about that shit. They could care two shit. They could give two shits. They making money out here. And then people are going to care for like 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks is done, they're just going to forget about it again. It's just, that's how it is. It's on repeat, bro. We're all desensitized about this shit. I'm just happy for my brothers because they about to get the bag on baby. Like, although at what cost, they're going to get the bag. So I ain't really mad about that shit. But man, I'm just saying, bruh. How can I say this? Every president in the United States of America history is a puppet. I hope y'all know this. So this nigga, Donald Trump, he just bombed Syria. And of course, with his proud of himself as attitude, that nigga's like, oh yeah, I did a great job of bombing them. I mean, we did a great job. Thanks for all the people who had anything to do with it, yada, 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 all that bullshit. Right, I hope y'all know that them niggas, they have no... Even Obama did that shit, bruh. But like I said, every president is every president is a whatchamacallit. They all just puppets, bro. Obama attacked them for what? Their oil. What do you think this nigga's attacking them for? It's for... He had no business doing all that shit. And then his whole beef with... First, I forgot to say my prayers go out to everybody that's out in Syria. Because that shit... I don't know what that shit is like. I could only imagine. That shit is about to be terrifying as fuck. Niggas have to live underground and shit just to be safe. Because of somebody else's country. Not even their country. Someone else's country doing stupid shit. That's like Russia bombing us because we haven't fixed Flint, Michigan's water crisis. That's the same shit we're doing over there. But hey, man. America the Great, right? It's just, man, I don't know why, if anybody is surprised, why you would be surprised about all this shit that goes on, bro. World War III is going to happen under Donald Trump's hand. I'm pretty sure of it, bro. The amount of money that they'd be putting in the military, I would. That's the only thing I could really think of. Because look how much they just... To make one missile, it costs us like $1,000,007. And they fired how many missiles there? It costs us, just to fix Flint, Michigan, it costs $55 million. But for what that strike that they just did, it probably costed them more than $300 million. I don't even know how much it costs, man. I'm not a fact checker. One of y'all would have to tell me, but... It's crazy, man. But anyways, let's get into some hyped up shit. Beyonce, nigga. Yo. Honestly speaking, Beyonce, oh my goodness, she's goals. I was watching the highlights. Well, I was watching her performance yesterday. Well, not yesterday. I was watching it this morning, bro. Beyonce isn't overhyped. I always used to think she was overhyped. She's not. She isn't, bro. That shit was amazing. That shit was amazing. That shit was like one of the best performances I've ever seen in my life. And then she went out and pulled a Destiny's Child. Ah! That shit brought me back to childhood. I used to fuck with Destiny's Child. I didn't care what anybody told me back in the day. Like, oh, Destiny's Child's only for girls. And then, nigga, that's music. And for females, that's why I be getting pussy. Ah! Nah, I'm joking. But, yeah, man. Beyonce, that shit was amazing. Shout out to Beyonce for that performance, man. If y'all haven't watched that shit, I suggest y'all do. That's a performance that I feel like a lot of people should watch. Especially my people of color. Speaking of color, I got freaking racially profiled yesterday. I don't know if I did or didn't, but that's how I felt at the moment. But that's a different story for a different time. Cause this blunt's almost done. So let's talk for all my NBA players, let's talk playoffs. For all those who don't really care about NBA, y'all could go ahead and scoot up to my motivation. It's probably going to be like 2 or 3 minutes after this. So go ahead and just scroll up a little. But yeah, for all my NBA niggas, let's talk playoff basketball. First of all, Portland. Portland, y'all niggas got shut down by the Pelicans yesterday. What happened? But the Pelicans were hooping. AD. Yo, if Boogie was still in the Pelicans, they could go far. Because honestly speaking, I don't. People who are saying the Warriors are going to win, they need to shut the fuck up. That's not what basketball is. It's not about like four people or five people. This is for anybody. Because down to the eighth seed, the Wolves are a super team. The freaking Rockets, they're not even a super team yet, but they're number one. OKC, they're a super team. Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, and the Jazz, they're hooping out there. Damian Lillard and freaking CJ, I don't know what they did yesterday, but they hooping. Jrue Holiday, point guard, point guard, point guard, 17 assists, point guard. Like, the playoffs are tense in the West. In the East, just as well. People are saying that the East is weak. No, they're not. The East is not weak at all. By no means necessary. My nigga, do you not see? Okay, let's just talk about the first four seeds. Raptors, Celtics, Sixers, Cleveland. Then the rest of them. Miami Heat. The Bucks. What are the other two teams? Fuck. Wizards. Well, the Wizards might be the worst team in the playoffs, to be honest. And then there's one more team I'm overlooking. I know I am. Fuck. I forgot what that team was. But anyways, even the East, man. The East is... Oh, Pacers. I'm sorry, Pacers fans. I'm sorry, Pacers fans. I'm disrespecting y'all. Because the Pacers are a hooping-ass team. They might win today. In my opinion, I think the Pacers are going to win against the Cavs today. Although the Cavs are playing at home, I feel like they might win. But we'll see all about that. But man, my prediction, 76ers, OKC, finals. Nobody could tell me OKC is not going to the finals. Argue with me if you want, but no one could tell me that. All right. So now I'm basically at the roach of the blunt. So y'all know what time it is. Time for some motivation. Wait, I think. Yeah. Self-worth makes your net worth. Self-worth makes your net worth. Let me say that one more time. Self-worth makes your net worth. If you feel like you're just an ordinary ass nigga, or ordinary as whatever, you're gonna make ordinary money. If you think that you're an employee rather than a boss, because everybody can't be a boss. Just everybody can't be a boss, just like everybody can't be a follower. You're either a leader or a follower, and there's no in between. So if you figure out your net worth. If you believe in yourself, your net worth will follow. If you believe that you're a $2 million nigga, it's going to take time. You're going to get there. Don't worry. It's going to take time. But if you believe that, follow your dreams. You're going to get that shit, man. It's just like, yo, it's not that, it's really not that difficult for you to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Fuck what everybody else has to say. Follow your dreams. Do what you want to do. You'll be happy. Because it's your life. This life is already... Everything is set up against us already in this life. Us who are broke, I should say. So why not just, like... Fuck what everybody has to say and then just do your thing. I'm faded, bro. This shit is good. But man, believe in yourself, you'll go way farther than you'll ever think. But anyways, y'all, the blunt's done. Remember, Ball 25 cap. I guarantee you go there, fast service. The people there are amazing. I love the staff. 5 stars for me. They get a 5 out of 5 for me. They get 5 stars. Y'all should check that out. It's off of Ball and Dell. It's called Ball 25 Cap. Y'all should check the bitch out. But anyways, this is your boy, Chef Nigga D. Or no, I need to stop saying that. I'm so used to saying that I forgot. But this is your boy, ABK. And thank you for entering into the nigga room. I really do appreciate it. And I hope y'all have a blessed day. We out this bitch. Deuce, deuce. I keep forgetting that I need to, like, whatchamacallit, stop recording. Yeah, I always forget.